Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. St. Lucie County's first black judge, Ralph Flowers, came to Fort Pierce in 1959 to become the band director at Lincoln Park High School. He was in the Army at the time and drove down from Fort Knox, Kentucky, to interview with the school principal, Leroy Floyd.
I came down, I guess, Avenue D, and I had to come down some dirt roads, and I had a brand new car. It was a Fairlane 500 Ford. That was a horrendous trip. When I arrived at Mr. Floyd's house, you couldn't tell that I even owned a car.
Pretty muddy. It had been raining, and the roads were all dirt.
That's absolutely right. When I was traveling on a dirt road, I said that I don't know what I got myself into here, and I'm only going to stay here for 1 year. I lived with C.A. Moore's, Chester Moore, on the corner of 13th Street and Avenue D.
He was a generation ahead of you. He taught here at one time, and then you were telling me something happened.
From what I understand, he was somewhat blackballed here because of his political ideas. He was able to get a job up in Indian River County, in which he rode a bike every morning to and fro.
This would have been to Gifford, right?
Yes, Gifford High School.
You said he got involved in political activities in St. Lucie County.
I think it was over registering black people to vote. It was not fashionable during that time for that to happen.
He rode his bike 20 miles each way.
It would rain, and he had to walk with his bike sometimes. He had to get up about 3 or 4 o'clock in order to get to school on time. He said that he was possibly one of the first ones to reach the school.
Even though he came from the farthest, did he ever get to work in St. Lucie County again?
No, he never did. When I arrived here, he had retired.
Much later, the school board named a new elementary school after Moore. Ralph Flowers later decided to go to law school.
I'd always wanted to be a band director. I'd always wanted to learn how to fly a plane, and I also wanted to be a lawyer. I was able to get to Florida A&M in law school.
Ralph Flowers had roots in Fort Pierce by this time, so when he graduated, he came back to practice law. His second case was the landmark legal battle to desegregate St. Lucie County schools. His first case out of law school made headlines around the world. An Army private from Fort Pierce named Pondexter Williams was killed in Vietnam in 1970. He was black and was refused burial in an all-white cemetery. Ultimately, a federal judge ordered that he be buried at Hillcrest Memorial Gardens.
That was a very tense period of time. All the news was focused here on Fort Pierce and why they would not let this soldier who gave his life for the freedom of be buried in the cemetery there.
When you came here, it was complete segregation. It was 1959.
I remember having to go to the back door upstairs at the theater, which I never did. And I recall having to go down to some of the back holes in the restaurants.
Back holes?
They had a window that black people had to go to. I remember seeing them going there, but I never did. I'd been in service. The service was totally desegregated, and I did not believe that I had to spend my money to be degraded like that.
What's the highlight of your career? What would you say?
Getting Pondexter Williams buried, number one. Getting the school system desegregated without a lot of problems was number two. And I guess being accepted by the legal community, they treated me quite well.
You mentioned that you had always wanted to be a band director and always wanted to be a lawyer and always wanted to fly a plane. Did you ever fly a plane?
When I went to the Army, I applied to flight school and I was accepted. I've been able to accomplish all of those.
Ralph Flowers is retired in Port St. Lucie. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.